Hey, what's up? It's Jordan, the Millionaire Millennial, and today I've got something really interesting. I'm going to actually build a software before your very eyes. Ooh, magical, right? No, it's not. It's not magical at all. It is a process, and I have made several guides, and you know, I have blogs and things all about how to build a software from scratch, but I think it would be incredibly beneficial for you all to follow me along as I build the software. And so I have come up with this idea that, you know, I've wanted to make a series where I build a SaaS and record everything about it and like document it all and then, you know, show everybody the process, because I think it's a very, very helpful idea to be able to see that process unfold in real time. But I haven't had a good idea for a software until this morning. I came up with this idea, kind of saw it, and I've done a little tiny bit of research, but I'm going to kind of fill you in on where I'm at, kind of where I came up with the idea. And then I actually went and I kind of outlined how the software is going to work, not only from a user's perspective, but also from a technical perspective as well, how the actual software is going to interact and, you know, work. And I'm going to walk you through all that in a second too. But today is actually day one. Like I said, I came up with this idea this morning. So introduction to the idea. Basically, I've started, this will be my fourth or fifth software that I've started. So I've done Atlas, I've done Stack Pages, I've done Advance, and I've built some other smaller stuff aside from that. But I want to document this new SaaS in its entirety so that you can follow along and either build your own SaaS, or if you wanted, you could try to just copy me as I'm doing this and build your own version of this and then see if you can beat me at my own game, which I'm open to competition if that's something you want to do. So I came up with this idea because, like I said, I've built several different software companies and other companies as well. And the one thing that I really don't like about building new companies is marketing and sales. It's my least favorite part of the process. I like building stuff, I like creating new things, but my least favorite part is going out and actually having to sell the product. But the old phrase, build it and they will come, is one of the most untrue things you'll ever hear in your entire entrepreneurship career. So just understand, just because you build it does not mean that they will come. It just means that you've built it. So you have to do marketing, you have to do sales in order to get people to buy your thing. And I've never really liked it. I've gotten pretty good at it over the years. I'm pretty proficient at it, but it's my least favorite part. So I always thought, I wonder if I could just, you know, pay someone, you know, hire a copywriter essentially to write all the copy for my pages. And I looked into that. It's like thousands and thousands of dollars for, you know, someone that's actually really skilled to write, you know, a page of copy or whatever. And so it's really expensive. And then I thought, you know, maybe there's a tool. And the funny thing is, there is a tool. It was made for Windows 95. And it is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it also doesn't work very well, but it actually does what I would want it to do, right? Which is I put in some information about my product and then it spits out a bunch of copy that I can use, right? You know, headlines, right? The headlines on your page, most important, right? Grabs the audience's attention. Things like subheadlines, sales letter hooks, bullets, calls to action, email subjects, and postscripts. So these are all different ideas of things that people need when they're building a new web page or they're trying to sell something. So I don't know. I wish that there was a product like this. I couldn't really find anything good. I found a tool that did just headlines and I was like, that's cool and all, but like I need other stuff as well. So maybe for a beta launch, if I continue through with this product, because keep in mind, I'm at day one, right? This is stage one, meaning I still have to verify that this product will work. I have to verify the market. I have to make sure that people will buy this product if I were to make it. Really just want to walk you through how the software works, at least in my head right now. And you can kind of understand where we're going. So you've got page one, right? Which is basically just the landing page, the page that a user is going to land on. And so it's going to have headline, subheadline, and then a call to action button. So you've probably seen pages like this. It's nothing special. And I'm not trying to make anything crazy for the MVP. This is a minimum viable product. So I'm not going to make the most ridiculous page ever, right? It's just going to be simple. And the cool thing is, once I actually build the product, then I can actually use the product to make this headline, sub headline and call to action button, right? The software yet, so hopefully it'll work. right, so then once someone clicks this button, they're taken to a what can we create for you? So the cool thing about this is normally when you see buttons like this, when you click on them, you're asked immediately for your email, for your name, and maybe even for payment info. And that's a lot of friction for someone that doesn't know anything about your product, right? They don't know anything at this point, and you're trying to get them to give you their emails. Like, why should I give you my email? Like, I don't want to start a free trial. I just want to see what your product's about. And so what I've come up with is this way of letting a user use the product, right, on a free basis without having to sign up for anything. So it's very similar to a freemium model, but you don't even have to sign up for it. And I think that that will allow a lot of people to use it and get an idea for what they're going to get if they were to pay for it. Okay, so they, you know, what can we do for you is the next step. And they can pick headline, they can pick bullets, email, and maybe there's some locked things. So they already have in this idea that, hey, there's an upgraded version to this. So they're not expecting it everything in it to be completely free, but they can get some stuff that they might want for free. So let's say they select bullets. Then the last thing is just a little information about your product. And this is just like the name of the product, the pain point that your product solves, the audience that you're selling your product to. So some very basic information that... As someone that's selling a product should definitely know these things about their product. So then there's a button that says create my copy. And then this is where the meat and potatoes happen. Sorry, this is where everything comes together. This is where you'll get all of the copy, right? So on the sidebar here, we have all the same information that they put in on this step. And then here we've got all of the copy, right? So if they selected bullets, their bullets will just fill up right here, right? And maybe there'll be four or five of them for free. And then there's a bunch more, maybe hundreds more that they can click on to unlock, right? And if they click on unlock, then this little pop-up comes up. And this is gonna be a pop-up, not a separate page. I wanna put this over on top of this page. But this pop-up will come up and it'll just say upgrade, and then they can choose a monthly or a lifetime plan. So the thing with the lifetime plan, and I wanna do this at launch, because the reason I wanna do it at launch is because A, there's a lot of subscriptions out there. And so people want to be able to just get a lifetime subscription. And the thing with this software is it's not going to cost a ton to operate. And so I will be able to afford to give some people a lifetime plan where they sign up one time, they pay one time, and they get unlimited access to the software forever. So I want to do that plan, but then also have the option. If someone wants to do the monthly plan, they pay a certain fixed amount per month. I am not even close to figuring out what the pricing plan is going to be. Again, this is all a project in action. You are witnessing all of this in real time as I'm, you know, thinking about this and brainstorming this and coming up with the ideas kind of on the spot here. definitely on the spot. So as far as this unlock thing, this kind of shows, and maybe there'll be more inputs to unlock as well, so they can unlock, you know, other things that they would use to fill in the blanks for these. And then you can unlock more bullets or more headlines or more, you know, whatever it is that you chose on this step. So that is essentially how the user interface, user experience is going to work. And now I want to talk a little bit about the back end side of things, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. It's actually pretty straightforward. It's going to be really easy to make. I think I'll be able to build this whole thing in maybe a matter of a couple weeks. But that's only because I know what I'm doing, right? So if I didn't know what I was doing, it would probably take months to build. So let me walk you through the back end of things. If you get a little lost or if you're already lost, it's all good. Everything's going to kind of come together as I continue to work on this. And I'm going to be obviously explaining every step that I go through as I'm actually doing this stuff. This is just the planning phase of everything. So the back end, I wrote, for whatever reason, I wrote it sideways because I was literally laying on my bed just sketching this out. So I don't know how I'm going to hold this. All right, so I know I'm holding this really weird, but, you know, I wrote it sideways. So, yeah, I got to hold it sideways, whatever. So the back end is really just I'm going to use Firebase, which if you don't know what Firebase, you can look it up. It's pretty cool. Basically, I can run functions on the web without having to do a whole server thing. So I don't even have to have a server for this, which is nice. And so I only need three functions. I think I might need to add more, but as far as I can tell right now, I only need three functions: a function to sign up users, so a sign up function, a cancel function for when users want to cancel their subscription, and then a webhook from Stripe to tell my software that it needs to cancel the user's subscription, because it's kind of a twofold thing. So really both of these are just to handle users canceling subscription. The most important one here is, of course, the sign up function, which is very simple. The inputs are, we get their name, their email, password, their token, which is credit card information handled by Stripe, and then the plan that they chose. So if they choose monthly or they choose lifetime, from the little upgrade pop-up, then that's the plan. And then what we get out of that is we get a new database entry for the user, and then we get some authentication information from Firebase. So Firebase acts as both of these. You can use Firebase for authentication and databasing, which is pretty cool. So that's why I'm using them. And also, they're free. And then the cancellation flow is also easy. User cancels, tells Stripe, which is the payment processor I'm going to use, to cancel their subscription at the end of their billing period. And then that will tell my software the cancel at date. This is basically the date that the user has decided that they want to cancel. So that, and then once Stripe actually cancels the subscription, right, because this won't happen immediately, then it will tell my software via a webhook, hey, this user has had their subscription canceled, and it will lower their tier from 1 to 0. So the one of the things I have in the database, I like using a tier system. So if I create a higher level plan, like if I do like a pro and then maybe like an advanced and then like an enterprise level plan, I can add more tiers. So right now, if they're on tier 1, they have access to everything because there's only one tier. And if they're on tier 0, then they don't have access to anything. They just have all the free stuff because there's only one tier right now, because there only needs to be one tier because this is a minimum viable product. So that is basically the ramblings of the beginning of a software company, potentially. And again, I'm going to be following up more on this software if I even go through with it, right? Because the first step is you really want to check and see if the market exists, right? Market research and making sure that the product is something that's viable. I think it is, simply because I've seen, again, some other tools that do similar stuff. And again, I saw that tool from like the 1990s that is still being sold. It's sold as a disc, so you have to buy it. They will ship you a CD and you put it in your computer and it runs off of a CD. The problem is I don't have a disc drive and I don't know anybody who does anymore. So basically taking that idea and then making it built for, you know, the 2000s, right? Because it was built in the 90s. So again, this is day one of this unnamed software. I don't have a name for it yet. If you have a good idea for a name, you know, let me know. But yeah, that's basically where I'm at right now. And moving forward over the next week or so, I'm going to be just chatting around at people I know that would probably find this useful. I'm going to be reaching out to some people on Instagram that I know, reaching out to some of my followers. So if you think this is a good idea, let me know. If you want to take this idea and run with it and build your own version of it, I'd say good. I'm open to competition. That always makes things better. It means I'll have to actually build more to it and keep adding stuff to it to make it even better. So that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next week. Bye.